The two Harare Giants appear to have played their worst ever soccer in living memory, as they could hardly string more than three passes, much to the chagrin of the few football fans. Some fans left the National Sports Stadium at that time, realizing that the game did not live up to expectations of a local derby. This was worsened by the fact that fans started complaining before the game after Caps United hiked the gate charges to $5 instead of the normal $3 per person. Caps United, however, were the first to find the target through George Nirenda, only for Dynamos to equalize through a penalty conversion from Kwadi Amin after Ronald Tito had been fouled in the box. The draw left Dynamos at the top of the Premier Soccer League table, 10 points from 4 games, while Caps United are way down 7 points from 3 games, having failed to fulfill their fixture last Thursday against Aumine due to protests by players over unpaid salaries and allowances. Despite mediocre performance, Dynamo's coach Desmond Gora was happy with the final result.
It was a real derby, so some of my players didn't perform very well today, but I'm happy with the result.
However, Caps United coach Mark Harrison was a disappointed man.
It's a stronger, more tactical, and I think we deserve to win the game.
The other matches ended as follows: Dongotomio 0, Triangle 1, Cholocho Pirates 1, Wange 1, Buffalo 0, Islander 0, and Chicken Inn 2, Wawa 0. The game between Chapungu and ZPC Kariba had to be called off because of a waterlogged pitch following a heavy downpour yesterday. FC Platinum, who did not play during the Easter holidays due to their commitment in the CAF Confederation Cup, will play Flame Lady on Wednesday. In another football development, the Zimbabwe Football Association are keeping a tight lead on whom they are backing in the race for the FIFA presidential elections coming soon. ZIPA spokesperson Tolisani Gwesela refused to reveal ZIPA's favorite candidate following a recent visit to Zimbabwe by one of the candidates, Prince Ben Ali Hussein of Jordan. All the candidates are canvassing for African support and are at the CAF Congress that starts tomorrow, hoping to get the crucial African vote. The other candidates are former Portugal and European Footballer of the Year Luis Figo, Michael van Praag of the Netherlands, and sitting president Joseph Sepp Blatter. Gwesela told Studio 7 that the ZIPA board has already made the decision on whom to vote for, but made it clear that their vote was their secret. ZIPA President Cuthbert Duwe, board member for development John Peary, and chief executive officer Jonathan Mashingaise are at the CAF Congress in Egypt, where Africa will take a position as a bloc. Africa is in the past backed incumbent Blatter, who was first elected into office in 1998. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariatsi.